Hey, Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Bow down. And welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the official sports podcast of the Black Guy with Tips. It's been a long time. I should have never left you.
I brought a dope beat to
step two. We're back, y'all. You know what that means. It's sports time. It's time to get silly. It's time to cover the sports stories that everybody else is afraid to cover, but we aren't. First things first, though, Justin, how was your couple weeks off? Did you enjoy it?
Actually, I didn't. Okay. I missed the fans. I missed the show. I actually like being here. I know you don't like being here, but I do.
No, I love being here. If it wasn't for this shit, what would I do? You know what I mean? And I thank everybody that does come out and listen, man. We got a lot of people in the chat room and stuff. So thank y'all so much for coming out. All the premium listeners that subscribe to this, man. So I enjoyed being here and I'm glad to be back. I did enjoy my vacation though. That's what's not up. Gonna lie.
No, I actually, all jokes aside, I was like, man, fuck, we not doing a show today. I almost hit you up last Friday. I was like, dog.
Dang, I almost hit you up.
You sure you don't want to do the show?
Hey, our internet was down. If our internet hadn't been down, yo, I was jonesing. I want to talk about sports.
I woke up. I was like, man, should I go ahead and hit? I was like, nah, he on vacation. I'm going to leave him alone.
Oh, I was mad because how they were talking about, you know, my man Donovan. And how people was acting like, you know, just because we all like RG3 now, we done forgot that Donovan McNabb is a trill ass nigga. And I was like, hold up, I want to talk about it. Justin the Redskins fan. And it just didn't happen because the internet was down. But we got it back together, and we definitely going to talk about it today.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to disagree, but I'm looking forward to it.
All right, well, let's get the song started then.
How deep?
You know how when I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep in love.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about dry hump. Positive traits.
Get a pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate.
Hey, Tyra, are you listening?
We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No, just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that.
Where was I?
Random.
We're talking about balls.
Like,
we're talking about
balls. You got fucked up a good net.
I like how he Q&B'd that shit, though.
I'm talking about balls.
Deep.
My boy's talking about balls.
Deep.
We're talking about balls. Deep. In love.
That's just for you, Tyra.
Yeah, I love that he Cuban beat the shit out of Scottie Pippen trying to make that plea. Like, players didn't make the much they do back in my day. He's like, oh, sorry to hear that. Where was I?
Awkward.
Like, I do not care.
It's the attitude, man, why people just didn't like Scottie when he was in Chicago, man. Mm-hmm. It's why Jordan got extra love.
Mm-hmm. Yep. People just don't like that dude, man. I loved him. He was a cool dude to me, but a lot of people don't fuck with him. All right, man, let's talk about some sports. First things first, we got people bringing up things in the chat room. And since they paid, I say we talk about that shit first, right? Nick Ju says, what's the T on this hidden policy in the NFL? Where they at with that? So basically with the new hitting rules, you're not supposed to be able to hit people in the head and kill them anymore. There's supposed to be penalties for that. You're not supposed to be able to lower your head as a runner anymore. There's penalties for that, especially when you're outside the tackle box, apparently. So the big controversy right now
there's one more.
Oh, what's the other rule?
If you're a tackler and you actually put your helmet into the dude's chest.
Oh yeah, yeah, you can't do that. You gotta just kind of wrap up the middle or go low, right?
Yep.
So according to, see Terry talking about the new celebration rules sucking, but I'm gonna be honest, man, let's talk about that first. Maybe this is, not popular opinion. I am a big fan of the new less celebration rules, not because I don't like celebrating, but because essentially the only thing it affects is the bullshit hokey ass celebrations that everybody doesn't like. The I got a sack on the second play of the game and now I'm gonna have to do my squirrel dance. Like, man, get your ass back in that huddle and stop slowing up the game. God damn. Like, it's too much shit like that where dudes like, and then most of the rules are already covered because it's like taunting, really. It's like, well, if Steve Smith gets tackled and he hops up and throws the ball at another dude and spins it on the ground, that's a penalty. I was like, isn't that already a penalty?
Yep.
So I don't like they're overrated. The new rules about taunting, celebrating, they're all overrated, man.
I equated it to when the NBA was like, you're not going to keep talking to our referees like that. You're going to get technicals. And it's like, yeah, but that's been a rule not to argue with the referees.
I think it reminded me a lot of David Stern. How David Stern was the king of the off-season shit that didn't change anything, but everybody talked about it like it was going to destroy the game of basketball.
Yeah, the thing with David, because he's smarter, man, he would do it during off-season and keep NBA relevant.
Right,
keep
right.
The NBA on your mind. NFL just, come out with this shit when you already been fiending for it.
Right.
Preseason, it's like, dude, you didn't have to bring this out. You didn't have to announce it. Like,
yeah.
We've been fiending for football. Announce it during, you know, a month after the Super Bowl, and people would be like, oh, they changing it. Now they're going to talk about it for 4 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was just weak because essentially the celebration doesn't change anything. But the hitting rules, what's funny about those is, to me, they don't really change anything either, because for the most part, they were already throwing flags on the kind of hits that they're talking about finding people for now. Like, if you hit a defenseless receiver above the shoulders, they kind of already were doing that. You know, they were like, and what would happen is you would watch the replay and they would be like, well, looks like his helmet kind of hit his shoulder, so maybe that shouldn't be a call. And I was like, man, that shit happened so fast that the ref had to throw the flag. He don't have a fucking replay to see if your head hit his shoulder, if it hit him helmet to helmet. So they just doing away with that shit. So it's just the same shit, man. Like, if it was new shit, I think I would be more upset, but it's the same shit. And plus, we can't have it both ways as fans and think that these motherfuckers can go out here and basically kill each other with no repercussions and then go, it's fucked up how they won't pay the pension for the players when they get hurt. Like, that's why they gotta start thinking of shit now.
Man, they tired of people committing suicide. Yeah. Shortly after they retire. It used to be guys get into their 50s and 60s. Now it's guys in their 40s commit suicide. So they're trying to be a step ahead. And you say it take away a lot of the physicality out of the game. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Guys are still going to have good hits. They still going to get lit up. It's just you won't see guys breaking their neck anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the thing to me is, because I've been saying this for years, people are in denial about the brutality of the NFL and what that really means. You can only protect players so much. Like, you can, as long as the rule is you hit a motherfucker till they stop moving, it's going to always be somebody getting hurt. It's going to always be somebody willing to take a chance. None of the contracts are really insured. You know, like, the only way to make the money that you're promised is to stay healthy, stay on the roster, and stay good.
Yeah, because if you get, especially during preseason, you get cut and be done.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll end up like Terrell Owens out here crying on TV trying to get a job.
Shit, even worse, you end up like the dude that we used to play basketball with that, like, got a neck injury, can't play football no more.
Yep.
I mean, he the strongest, fastest, quickest nigga at the Y, but that ain't making him no money. Like,
yeah.
You know, and anybody could be that dude with just one play. And that's a guy that none of y'all will ever hear about because none of y'all give a fuck about the 75th man on the roster.
And he looked like he actually was born to play football, not somebody that I enjoy the game and worked on it. And, you know, I'm going to the weight room to do this. He looked like he was born to play football, naturally strong, big ass, fast dude that off a freak injury. he's playing ball with me at the Y.
So speaking of freak injuries, basically Dustin Keller got hit in the knee, and his knee decided to break up like in sync.
Oh, I love how you put that. His knee decided to.
Yeah, his knee decided that it was it had been far long enough career in the NFL.
They had a discussion about it before the game, and his knee was like, "Man, I'm really tired of playing. Right. You keep making me come out here.
Yeah,
we could be in the sun and the beach somewhere."
All his ligaments decided to go their separate ways. And he got hurt, and he was laying down on the ground or whatever, and he didn't get up. So all of a sudden people are on this, what happened, why did a man have to get hurt? A man we've heard about, a man we were going to draft on some of our fantasy football teams, and everybody had to come up with a reason.
And that's the real issue right there. He fucking up fantasy football, dog.
That's really all people care about.
You fucking up the money.
Mm-hmm. So people ask about it, and they said, like, okay, so there must be, you know, a reason to this. They asked the dude who hit him, and I forget his name, the defensive back, but he was like, well, I only hit him low, not because I'm dirty, which honestly is not a dirty play to hit low, but yep. I only hit him low because the NFL rules say it's the only place we can hit him.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, like, number one, why does he even have to explain this? To be quite honest,
because they didn't know who he was, but they knew who they knew who Keller was.
His job is to stop that dude from being good, and part of that might involve hitting a nigga in his knee. It ain't like he knew the knee was gonna explode, you know. Like I guarantee that DB has made that same hit on dudes big as Keller before, and the only thing that happened was the dude got tackled, and then they got up and they kept playing.
It's the thing, man, where it's like, I could hit him in his thigh. I could go for the head, but that knee, I can ruin his career with that.
Right.
I want to go for the knee. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, the amount of control people think you have in an NFL game as fast as it moves is crazy. Like, you couldn't hurt a dude if you wanted to, unless he was like, after the play type shit. Like, you are not, like, the only way you're gonna hurt a dude is with illegal shit. If you looked at, on purpose.
Yeah. Well, even Bounty Gate, they weren't out here injuring players like that.
Yeah, well, even with Bounty Gate, if you look at the plays that people talk about, oh, they were definitely trying to hurt someone, it's all after the play was over. Oh, yep. After the play was over, he grabbed Steve Smith's leg. After the play was over, they slammed, Kurt Warner to the ground over and over. Like, there's no legal way to actually get to the person, cause the game's too fucking fast, and the other dude's job is to try not to get hit.
Yep.
So, you know, that's
out here playing tag out here.
Basically, so DJ Swearinger, I guess is the guy's name according to Montoya's. Appreciate that, bro. DJ Swearinger is like, hey, I'm not dirty. I just hit low, cause that's what players got to do. I don't know if you've ever watched football before, Justin. But that would not be the first time I've seen, with new rules or not, that would not be the first time I've ever seen a big ass tight end get hit down around the knees by a little ass DB to save his own life.
It's that same highlight when you see cats getting jumped over all the time, cause they tackling at the dude knees and lower leg, and right. You see them consistently get jumped over all the time. This time dude happened to connect.
Right.
It's that same thing. Running backs knee people in the face all the time.
It's as silly as saying that Kobe Bryant didn't just tear his ACL, that the defender knew that he was going to tear his Achilles. The defender knew he was going to tear his Achilles on that play, and that's why he moved his foot over there. Like, no, man, because that shit happens a million times and no one gets hurt, and then one time the shit just happens and it gets hurt and they get hurt. So I'm not buying the whole the new rules are going to hurt people shit. I know that that's a big thing for people that don't like Goodell. They don't like the NFL, you know, policing football and trying to make it less physical. But to be quite honest, I've seen dudes' knees get exploded before this shit, and it'll keep happening after this shit because it's just that kind of sport.
Yeah, what's going to happen is y'all keep complaining about it, and they're going to make it just like the strike zone for baseball. It's going to be between the ribs. in the thighs.
Two-hand touch.
You know what I mean? And then, but what's going to happen then is when cats keep getting hit in their stomach, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Hitting kidneys and other shit like that. Then what we going
to
do?
I like that everybody's excuse, like the thing that they jump to be like, oh, is this what you want? Is when they're like, well, it'd be two-hand touch. Well, people, well, what are you going to do next? Just ask the guy to go out of bounds? It's like, well, honestly, if you don't want people to die, yes. But nobody wants to talk about that. We want to watch this sport because it's violent and vicious. And in all fairness, we don't really give a fuck about these things.
That is true. I don't give a fuck how many concussions somebody get.
Yeah, like, I don't care.
Like, it's the reason I don't play football.
Yep. I don't care, dog. Like, I know that that's the wrong thing to say. And I mean, off the field as human beings, that's great, man. But if you want to ask me in the context of rooting interest in a sports team, I don't care about, you know, a dude that gets hurt. Nobody does.
On his career choice.
Yeah. And y'all and all these people pretend, but then they support the sport, which they know is violent. If we really care, we wouldn't be watching this shit.
I once dated a girl whose brother fell off of the scaffolding. It was just the first floor, but he fell off.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed. I was like, nobody told you to start. Nobody told you to get into construction. You chose to do that. You know what I mean? You fall. Yeah. That's one of your risks. You playing football. One of the risks is broken knees that explode. Mm-hmm. Concussions. The suicide, steroids, that's all you. But
I mean, it's just, dude, it's, at the end of the day, it's supposed to just be a game, but we don't want to see it unless somebody's getting fucked up.
Yeah.
That's the truth, man. If people would admit that, then I think we could stop pretending like we give a fuck.
It's the reason we watch reality TV.
Yep.
You watch it because you're really interested in the housewives and how they live? No, you want to see the fights and the drama. That's what football is.
So apparently, ESPN is being accused of making up a story.
Say it ain't so.
Right. This is news. This is the same.
They didn't check their facts.
Isn't it the same place that has the, is it Tim Tebow's birthday? Should he start or should he not start? Like, Tim Tebow is not even in the NFL, but we think he should start because we love him. All right, there's a clip with this. Let me see if I can play
it. I truly believe Colin Kaepernick could be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. I love his skill set. We heard Shelley talking about the arm strength. He throws with accuracy. And in today's NFL, you have to have mobility. He's got all those attributes. And here's what I love.
This is August 21st at 12:11 p.m. that Ron Jaworski is talking about Colin Kaepernick.
Today's NFL, not when Michael Vick was original starting for the Falcons, just today.
Mm-hmm. He gets coached hard. Colin Kaepernick could be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
So 40 minutes later, he's on SportsCenter talking about Colin Kaepernick some more.
Love his skill set. I think the sky's the limit.
This is SportsCenter Live.
Strong words from John.
Colin Kaepernick could be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
7:00, he's back on SportsCenter. But they're playing a clip of him talking about how great Colin Kaepernick
is. He trying to have sex with Colin Kaepernick?
It could easily make
Colin Kaepernick might let me fuck.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Tune in.
He is going really hard. He is thirsty.
Otto Graham, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Dan Marino, Drew Brees, Colin Kaepernick. Wait a second.
What?
He said what? Here is how Kaepernick responded today to the lofty praise from Joe.
Now they have a graphic at 11:00 at night of Kaepernick, Montana, and Steve Young and their records. What the fuck? they really did pull this out of nothing. Like, by the end of the day, they made it sound like someone else said this, and it's them being like, Colin Kaepernick, an all-time great? Is that crazy? Let's examine it. Oh, man.
Awesome.
In his day, Ron Jaworski played against the likes of Joe Montana, John F.
So now the local Channel 7 news is covering it, and it's greatest ever, Ron Jaworski talking about Kaepernick.
Elway and Dan Marino. So he knows a thing or two about elite quarterbacks. Today, Jaw saying Colin Kaepernick could be one of the best quarterbacks ever.
Ron Jaworski said today.
Now they are asking Colin Kaepernick about what Ron Jaworski said this morning. Crazy.
that he thought you could be the greatest quarterback of all time, best quarterback ever. How do you deal with praise and stuff like that in this off season and whatnot?
I'm working. To me, it's a great honor that he said that. Very flattered by it, but at the same time, I haven't played a full season yet.
All right, Josh says Colin Kaepernick could be the greatest of all time. Hey,
Steve Young is talking about Colin Kaepernick possibly the greatest quarterback of all time. Colin Kaepernick has played like 7 regular season games.
I mean, he did go to the Super Bowl, though.
I'm not knocking it, but I'm just saying.
Maybe they should have said he's better than them right now.
I feel like they should have said what we say.
Yeah, he's better than them right now.
Yeah. I want to have a job on SportsCenter where I just get the call. I have my own segment at the end of SportsCenter, and I just talk about who's better than who right now. And then every day I just defend my argument the whole day. I'm telling you guys, Kobe Bryant is better than Dr. J right now. That's all I'm saying.
He just needed to say that, and he would have been okay. I wonder, did anyone actually call Jaws and be like, dog, you know you sound stupid right now, right?
I wonder if they,
and like, then he later on was like, I'm going to support this argument and come back a few hours later and say it again.
They keep calling him up there. Hey, man, we was up here talking, right? And you explained it to me. I don't have no problem with it, right? But Justin say you full of shit. And if you don't come back up here, man, they about to roast you on SportsCenter. I'm just letting you know, bro. You got an hour to get here.
He shows up fully dressed, different suit, ready.
Yeah. And Colin Kaepernick is the greatest player of all time.
Said it earlier and I'll say it again. And they're like, wait, so you're going to really stick to this story?
He has a chance to be better than anyone who's ever played any sport ever in the history of everdom.
A lot of guys have tremendous talent, upside, and Colin certainly has that. And then we can start talking about being one of the great players of his time, great players of all time. That's a long ways away.
Here, Jaws pour the praise on Colin Kaepernick, saying he could be the best ever.
Jaworski today comes out and says when it's all said and done, he could wind up as the greatest ever.
It's the next day. The fuck, homie? Other shows are not talking about it. Wow.
I mean, he actually setting himself up to get fired.
To get fired? I don't think, yes. You know what I, okay, tell me why.
Cause that's how ludicrous that statement is. That's how absurd it's like, how can I now respect you as a football analyst? As in theory, one of our top football analysts, and you making crazy statements like this.
See, to me, I get the feeling that he does this because ESPN wants him to do this. And they're like, we can generate hours of coverage off of one overstatement. You know what I mean? So they just turned what he initially said in that, topics for like 5 other shows that don't have anything to do with the initial show where it was said.
See, because if maybe this was the off season, maybe because it's actual, the season is starting in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't see these stunts being necessary. Like, people are watching NFL Live every day. They never stopped watching. It came on every day, even during the offseason. Mm-hmm. That's a statement he makes during the offseason, in my opinion, to generate news and buzz. Mm-hmm. But it's the season. It's going on. You don't have to generate. It's like I'm McDonald's. I sell more burgers than everybody. I don't have to throw a special on right now. I don't have to do buy one, get one free. You know why? Because mm-hmm. I'm selling more burgers than everybody. I don't have to. It's ludicrous for him. To me, it's an idiotic statement. And while, yes, it's not another fireable offense like saying something racist mm-hmm. or, doing something like harassing one of his coworkers. But it's so stupid. He's lost credibility, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, people are laughing at him like, dog, like, you know how stupid you sound, right? Like, that's beyond funny. Ha ha. It's stupid now.
I think that, like, with most analysis with sports, people forget about the shit in a week or two anyway. And and ESPN is not going to hold them to it. Like, no one's going to bring this shit up in December and be like, you need to be fired. Because even if they do, he'll laugh it off like, hey, sometimes you get them wrong. But the most important thing that he did was create hours of content on a Tuesday about a quarterback that, you know, is not really considered, the greatest at right now. Like, I don't think anybody would call him the greatest quarterback in the NFL today.
Right. And let him come out there and throw 3 interceptions game 1.
Right.
They're going to replay this.
Yeah.
Game 2, he throw 2 interceptions. They're going to replay it every time.
Right. Like, he's created content for that. And like, at some point they'll stop bringing it up because they always do, because they don't have a culture of really calling people out on their shit. Like, they, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I guess the analysts, you don't, they write, but the players, yeah, they'll keep fucking with the players.
Yeah, the player, like, he'll say, you know what it is? He'll say something else crazy by the time we think of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
He already planned his next,
he on to the next one. His next shit gonna be like, Mike Vick should not even be in the NFL. And it's gonna be like, uh-oh.
Colin Kaepernick, one of the best ever?
One of the greatest quarterbacks ever. And so now he says he's humbly appreciative of all this greatest ever talk. I truly believe Colin Kaepernick could be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
Ron Jaworski is saying could be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
Jaws made a little news yesterday for some comments.
That was Mike and the Mike Morning.
He hadn't been back on TV since, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing about it. He made the comments all that day. They was like, listen, we're going to put you on all the day, but we're not going to see you for a while.
Yeah, Mike and Mike talking about it. Back to SportsCenter, and they got Ron talking about it again.
He made about Colin Kaepernick.
I love the humility aspect of Colin Kaepernick, the way he handled that press conference when that question was asked him, exactly the way you're supposed to handle it. I'm going to stick to what I said. I believe in Colin Kaepernick has a chance to be one of the greatest quarterbacks ever.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Do you remember that line? Don't put that evil on poor Colin. Please, I don't know if he can live up to that, Ron. I don't know. I mean, I like the premise, but this
kid. Well, you put it on Tebow.
And that's Skip Bayless talking about it. Just, wow. That is crazy, man, that they made all that shit happen by just some offhanded remarks at the, you know, at the early morning part of SportsCenter. All right, let's talk about some other stories that we didn't manufacture. Denver Nuggets star Ty Lawson and girlfriend arrested in domestic violence dispute. So we trying to say Ty Lawson ain't got no hoe control? I can't believe this dude.
I originally wasn't, I'm not even blaming him.
Okay, what's going on?
Just like in football, you know, they blame the coaches for everything. I blame his college coach, Roy.
Yeah, Roy didn't prepare this man to go out into the world and be up on these hoes.
He wasn't the father figure away from home that he said he would be. Mm-hmm. I'm going to treat this young man like he's my own son. You know that speech they give when they recruiting.
Now, I do feel a little bit bad, though, because as you pointed out to me earlier, it is very hard to have control over these light-skinned women.
This is true.
You know?
We was trying to put some of the numbers together.
Yeah.
And maybe some of you light-skinned haters out there can do the research for us, but it seems to be a lot of light-skinned women getting their ass whooped by these athletes.
Taking men down one at a time, you know? It's just can't accept what the dark-skinned ones will take.
Yeah, they're not putting up with their marks. What is their bruises show?
Mm-hmm,
and so true. You can't beat them as long.
Yep. And they both went to jail, so that means she was fighting back.
Yep. Oh, she definitely initiated it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure she had the finger mushed his head to the side. All those good things. And just, you know, the recent memory of those that's in the news and the spotlight now, you think about Jason Kidd and his wife, mm-hmm. Chad Johnson. You know, notable light skinned females is out here getting abused by these
Beyonce
athletes.
Yep.
Beyonce next, man. Mm-hmm. I could see Jay-Z just, you know, the outfit on tour was a little too skimpy. One of them gay dudes was hugging her just a little too tight.
I ain't say you could cut that hair.
Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, you know she added some extensions right back to it. It got back long all of a sudden.
Oh, okay. It's already back.
It's back shoulder length. It's not down to her back. It's back shoulder length.
Denver Nuggets guard Ty Lawson. I like how they put his whole.
Oh, now he's Taiwan.
Right. He back to Taiwan, y'all. He fucked up. Nope, you're a nigger still. We forgot.
He is in Denver. And his how they feel about black men. Thanks, and, Kobe.
Yep. Kobe. And his girlfriend were arrested on domestic violence incident at his home on Saturday night. Robinson said the dispute at Lawson's home near East Lift Avenue and South Wabash Street. Well, he was wabashing her upside her head, I bet, up top.
I bet he like, I did not want people knowing my address.
Appears to have involved yelling and screaming and damaging of cell phones. The conflict was a mutual situation. As a result, our deputies made the decision that there was a probable cause to arrest both parties. The 25-year-old Lawson was arrested on the investigation of domestic violence, related harassment, and property damage. Both misdemeanor charges, court records state. The 24-year-old Pettiford was arrested on investigation of domestic violence property damage. Because the case involved the accusations of domestic violence, both Lawson and Pettiford were required to stay in jail until they could have a hearing before a judge on Monday morning.
Now, what's her first name?
Her first name is Ashley.
Ashley. Okay.
Yep. That's how they get you.
I mean, she's, her name would suggest that, you know, he was dating the right type of chick just mm-hmm. based off her name.
The judge issued a mandatory protection order against Lawson, prohibiting him from contacting Pettiford. A mandatory injunction was issued as Pettiford's case.
Now, does this mean he can't go to his own house? Because I'm sure they're going to release her first.
Well, that's if she lives there, right? She it's not his wife.
I mean, bro.
You could just call and be like, get the fuck out of my house. Call the police. And
right, have, but bro, we know she, bro, we know she living there. Like, we know she, I mean, her name probably not on anything, but we know she living though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If her name's not on anything, then it don't matter. You can just get her kicked out.
But if she leave, if she's out first and she's like, no, he can't contact me. I'm already here. This is where I've been living.
Yeah, he can just call the police and get her out. It's easy.
Man, what I want to know is, and I don't know if the chat, I don't know if you put the link in the chat for the picture.
Oh, I can. Yeah.
But let me put it in why there. Can't they wear their own clothes in jail? Why they got to put the orange jumpsuit on? For this is for the arrest picture. Like, so you know, he literally just came from home and processed and fingerprint. Why he got the orange suit on?
You know what I think.
Why he can't have his regular clothes on?
I think what happened is they were naked because they got in a fight and he had no shirt on and shit. And that's why they're wearing the red, I mean the prison orange. Plus, orange is the new black.
Yeah, but he can't, the police coming, you know they coming, you answer the door, throw a shirt on, bro, throw a t-shirt.
Wait, is this true? She's Ashley from the Bad Girls Club? That can't be right. Are y'all serious? She was in the Bad Girls Club? Y'all about to make me look this girl's government up. Ashley,
I can't see, I can't tell that far away.
Yeah, let me, I'll Google her and see if anything comes up. Oh, nigga. Hold up. Who is Ashley Nicole Pettiford, Bad Girls Club?
Is it the Ashley that's from Charlotte? The twin?
I don't know. I know she got some twins on her. Oh, my. Damn, this nigga. Ty Lawson fuck with chicks from the Bad Girls Club? I wouldn't even do that with my dick.
His name is Taiwan.
Oh my God.
You used to calling him Ty. You used to calling him Ty. Back we should have known. You should have known it was short for something.
Son of a bitch. He is back to Ty. I got to go to the source. There's only one place that can break down a story like this. That tall. I got to go to Black Sports Online. Ty Lawson, pregnant reality show girlfriend, says he pushed her down. Oh, she's pregnant, too.
She's sexy, though. She is sexy.
She looking good in this bathing suit. I'm going to put this picture up in the chat.
And I've always said, crazy can trick you.
Mm-hmm.
Because crazy will fuck you like she not crazy.
Mm-hmm. Or like she is crazy. I don't know. I never had it. She'd suck your dick and all kinds of shit. She's like, let me just lick your taint. You're like, I've never been loved like this before.
He said, I'm trying to see what that should be like.
Right.
I'm trying to do something strange for some change.
Right.
You notice?
She sucked my eye, dude. You ever had your eye sucked before? No.
Hey, look, Ty Lawson look like he don't got no soul in that picture either.
Yeah. Well, nah, he just, nah. That picture is the face of a man who is like, now everybody gonna know. That's what his face says.
She almost has a smirk on her face.
Yeah.
He looked like he don't got no soul. Like, fuck. Can't believe I'm here.
His face says, I knew I shouldn't have trusted my dick. That's the face of a man that believed his dick's advice. And then he had that moment where he hit rock bottom and just was like, ain't this a bitch? Everybody gonna be using this picture on me on Twitter. They gonna be on my Twitter.
The memes.
They gonna be in my mentions. He thinking about dimensions, dog. Like, man, I don't even want to touch my iPhone when I get out of this motherfucker.
We're going to have to check Ty Lawson's Twitter account lately.
Dog, I bet his mentions on fucking. I'm about to put Ty Lawson in that search, dog. I'm about to see what that search do. I'm going to put Taiwan Lawson. He probably back to.
Man.
He probably back to Taiwan.
Low key, though, I hope he didn't know she was on the Bad Girls Club the first time they fucked. I hope maybe he found out afterward and it was too late.
Yeah.
She had already put it on him and it was too late.
I hope so, man.
But here's the other thing, man. You know, Taiwan, he been in the league for a few years, right?
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I don't know that he has any other children, but he clearly has her pregnant.
Yeah.
That had to be her idea. And that moment when she said, you don't need a condom.
Oh, yeah.
That's when he had to walk away from the pussy right then and there. You know, he had to walk away.
She probably was like, just come inside me. I'll take care of it. And he was listening.
That's what the fight was about.
He was like, I guess so.
You passed, what?
All right,
you missed the deadline for the abortion?
Let's look at his mentions. Don Wells, 89, says, you can't hit these women, man. Shake my head.
That's all the advice you got? There's nothing, right. Nothing about chivalry?
That's a little late. what's good, Ty? You out in the DMV, bro? Somebody want to hang out? Maybe hit some women?
He should have said, shake her, not shake my head, but shake her.
Shake her head.
Shake her head, not shake my
no,
head.
No, I think that's good for shaking my hoe. He said, shaking my hoe. Ty, you out here hitting these women? Shaking my hoe. Hope you have a great day from Shari. She's trying to get some of that crazy money. Keep your head up, Ty Lawson.
The thing is, man, it's probably more dudes giving him a harder time than the women.
I don't know, man. Let's see.
And these chicks out here still love Chad Johnson, man.
That's a good point, yeah. Ty Lawson is my main nigga. Somebody just hit him at Ty Lawson shaking my head.
What has Ty Lawson tweeted out, though?
He tweeted some shit like, how y'all doing earlier? Oh, he said, LA, what's up? Or something like that. I don't know what that means.
Oh, he's not even tripping on this incident.
Yeah.
But this is the other thing too, man. And that when you read the report, it didn't sound like he like really like hit her. It sounded like he was just like he broke her cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was going through his phone, seeing some numbers. He went through her phone, saw she had more numbers. And, you know, he got a little upset.
Damn, somebody just hit him. Ty Lawson shaking my head and attached a picture of his mugshot.
He didn't know the mugshot was out there.
Damn, that's cold-blooded, man.
Damn, they out here putting pictures of him and her.
Dude, they said, let's make it awkward. Put her Twitter and his Twitter. just at the same time. Oh, man.
Well, I mean, is that a violation of the judge's orders?
I don't know.
If he contacts her on the DMs.
Ty Lawson is a bitch. Wow.
Man, his name Taiwan. Let's get this straight. I don't know too many Taiwans as bitches out here. Yeah. In these streets.
You might want to watch your back.
Yeah. Like, you know, if you'd have just left it at Ty, it'd be a little soft.
Yeah. Oh, man. This is crazy, man. But, yeah, apparently... He's Ty Lawson is
good luck. Don't he got a contract coming up soon too?
It's got to be about that time, right?
Because it seemed like he just signed that year they had Felton two years ago.
Now doesn't this seem weird? You find out that he got in a domestic violence incident. I'm not gonna say he beat her, but they had an incident for sure, right? Police were called. They were definitely yelling, breaking each other's phones. Why the fuck would you go, I ain't even know at Ty Lawson 3 was having a kid. Congrats, man. at a time like this?
Man, he looking at the cup half full, man. Not half empty.
Oh, man. I like these groupie hoes, though, because this one chick said, Ty, come on, Ty. You got to be better than that. and then sent a picture of her ass. Like, what a hoe. Mm-hmm. She's like, this is a good opportunity to get my hoe on.
He just need a real woman. A woman that's going to hold him down.
Yeah.
Not bring him down.
She like, you out here letting these women tell you what to do, Ty. Let me tell you something. If you need to get with a real hoe that knows not to call no police, okay?
Yeah, I takes my ass whoopings. Right. Like a real woman. I'm dog skin.
I take my ass over like a champ, and I don't snitch, okay? You out here messing with these bad girls. You need to come get you with a girl like me.
I bet you Ty probably the one called the police, though.
Yeah.
Because she is part of the bad girls club, and that's part of their code. They can't call the police on each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's real world life. Well, they call the police on each other. Bad girls club, they don't call. Security has to come help them because they don't mind fighting.
Yep.
That's probably why she got arrested too. Cause they don't mind fighting. He never saw the show.
He bought that line when she said it was that editor. No, baby, they just edited to make us look crazy.
That's the producers.
We don't have TV and any of that. So you know how it is, Ty.
You know, Mona was once the, director, the producer of this show too, right?
Yeah. It's just editing, Ty. You know, I'm not really crazy.
Now lay down. Cause now I'm gonna massage your balls while I suck your dick.
Right. Now I'm gonna show you how to put candle wax on someone's nipples. He's like, well, I guess it's okay. His dick was like, trust her. Next thing you know, this nigga making that face.
Did you see that light skinned pussy looking at you?
I think we got our picture for the show.
Yo, what best movie line describe his face right now?
Oh man. I don't know.
New Jack City?
My brother's keeper? I don't know. It's pretty bad. Whatever it is.
She's your queen to be?
Yeah. He just got that look like, ain't this about a bitch, dog.
Where did we find a woman? Queens.
Yeah. Ain't this some shit. That's how he looks. Like, he just want to go, ain't this some shit.
Debo coming. He got that look like Debo coming about to snatch his chain.
He looks like Smokey. He looks like the dude that told Smokey and Red and Craig to stay off of his grass. Stanley. He looked like Stanley. Like, I know these, like Stanley, we go in the house, like, I know these niggas gonna get on my grass.
Hey, the one guy said she threw his mattress in the pool.
Oh man, I can't believe we're the only people covering this story. I listen to like 8 sports podcasts and nobody talked about this shit. Middle Tennessee State University football player, so we're gonna go from professional domestic violence to some free NCAA domestic violence. JD Jones is accused of choking his former girlfriend while teammates videotaped and narrated the incident.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. And when I bring shit like this up, because people talk about rape culture and all this shit, and I tell people that sports culture is even stronger than rape culture in America and precipitates a lot of this shit, it's shit like this. Because I can't imagine laughing about this just because me and you both play football.
Yeah, that's why I was like, damn, like, you're not gonna stop it. You just want to record.
Right? You know what? Happy probably walked in the room and JD was about to choke his woman. He's like, is JD gonna have to choke a bitch? And then dude was like, hold up, stop! Let me get my phone. I gotta get this for WorldStar.
Hold on, damn, this battery. I can't get, the light won't come on when the battery get this low.
Come to your senses! And turn on some lights in here.
Right.
It's too low and it won't pick up good for me to say World Star.
I'm putting this on Instagram. Vine too short.
Right. Jones, a 20-year-old defensive tackle. Imagine how big he is. Think about it, guys.
So was she his ex before or after the choking?
I don't know. Maybe during was how she was finding out.
Because here's the thing. If it's the ex before the choking.
Yeah.
Bro, she replaceable.
And how the fuck can he, why would you let someone record a domestic violence incident? You know what I mean?
You're a defensive lineman. You can get that recording back.
Right. Yeah, I don't,
like he giving it up.
Wow. He's accused of choking the same victim, 19-year-old MTSU student Ronnie Cantrell, until she agreed to give him money to buy marijuana.
What?
Among numerous incidents that occurred between October 2012 and May 2013 and resulted in his arrest on two counts of domestic aggravated assault. Two other MTSU students, cornerback Rodney O'Neal, and defensive tackle Marcus Robinson, were charged with two counts of aiding and abetting.
Because they recorded it.
Hey, man. And
you deserve to die. And I hope you burn in hell.
Dude, how do you become an accessory to some shit like this? Like, this is the kind of shit that, like, I don't understand going to jail for.
And this right here is why I don't have any black friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because they will bring you down. It's just for hanging out with you niggas, I'm going to jail now.
Right. Because I thought it would be funny to get this for Vine. Now my ass is going to prison. All three MTSU players were arrested on Saturday and suspended by the Blue Raider football team. An arrest warrant for aiding and abetting was issued for Molly Roos, another 19-year-old MTSU student, who was present at the videotaped incident. Iman Smith, a redshirt freshman linebacker for MTSU, was also listed as a suspect and present for at least one of the alleged assaults. But he has not been charged with the crime.
Man, here's my thing, man. Mm-hmm. I'm about to go in a different direction.
Okay.
But as a coach of a football or athletic team,
right,
I'm going to have an escort service. And I'm going to introduce these niggas to some women that know they roll with these athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Just to protect my players. You got to, as a coach. You have to. Get them scholarships.
Right.
Like, you're not out here hoeing for free. You getting a free education.
Mm-hmm.
It's an equal trade. And not only that, you getting an athlete in return.
Now, I will say this, though. I don't think even a Coach Ho program could stop a dude this stupid. He was beating her up to get money to smoke weed.
But because she's in my escort service, she will make sure he has the money to get marijuana, and she'll come bring the receipt to me and get reimbursed.
See, I feel like a dude like this thinks life is like Grand Theft Auto. He has sex with the hoe, then he beats her up and takes the money. And you can't stop somebody like this. He's just ignorant.
Right, but as my hoe and part of my escort service, she can't file charges. She has to come to me for protection. And then I have to go, you know, correct things with him. But it stays within my football program or athletic program and my hoe service. I mean, excuse me, escort service.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying it's a bad idea, okay? I don't want you to get me wrong, okay? I think it's a great idea. I just think some people are so stupid, they will fuck this up. That's all. I mean, would you catch more incidents than they do currently? Of course you would. It's a better idea than what they do now.
Because they out here picking up random chicks.
Yeah.
They obviously have ulterior motive.
And recording beatings.
My chicks out here getting free education.
Yeah. If it was an actual escort that he was beating and they start recording it, she'd just be like, hold up. That's $50 more.
Yep. And she would break confidentiality clauses by, you know, submitting tape and or calling the police.
Now, the real question happens, what happens when Justin's prostitution scheme gets escort. Discovered? I mean, escort.
Escort service.
Service gets discovered.
What do you mean? We'll be funded by the NCAA with scholarships.
Right.
What do you mean? We're doing this in their face just like they do everything else.
That's what happens is when that shit gets discovered and how they treat that. But yeah,
this,
so.
This will become, listen. Everyone will start doing it. They'll have to start. We'll have to screen my escorts so that they're not getting any outside funding to take this service to the professional level.
Let's talk about Heron Hernandez.
Hold on though, Rod. You telling me the NBA can't use this service?
The NBA probably already has this service.
That's my point.
Yeah.
They can't get agents now to take them from my college level escorting to professional level escorting.
NCAA
can sanction this. This is like a training system.
I'm not moving on because I disagree with you. I'm moving on because I agree.
Okay.
I already told you. I was like, it's a good idea and it's better than what they was going to do. Okay. I think somebody will still fuck it up, but that's because people fuck up everything, you know? Like, that's what motherfuckers do. Like, there's no foolproof anything because somebody always got to take it too far and be like, oh, we can get hoes. Well, you know what I prefer? Regular women, and I like beating them more than hoes, so I'm gonna still go get a regular woman to beat her. You just gotta look at them like, dude, you don't want to be good. You don't want to be here. That's how I feel about these dudes. That's why they cut them from the team. They just looked at these dudes like, y'all don't even want to be here. Like, what is this?
how could you not either, A, if you're not gonna help, at least leave?
Yeah. Like, and then you're gonna record it and probably post it somewhere. Like, you know they didn't just record it. You know he was like, when we edit this, it's going on Worldstar. Ugh, what a fucking idiot. And yeah, man, it's just fucked up that sports culture is that pervasive. Cause we've seen it with Penn State. Recently Vanderbilt had an incident where there was a gang rape or something. And one of the football players who wasn't even involved at all and had a future supposedly in the NFL. Got caught up in the shit trying to help people cover it up. Like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Like, I don't know how people operate like that, but I don't give a fuck if you my best friend ever. If you were my little brother and you called me and said, hey man, can you help me cover up this rape? No.
Right. Thank you. I apologize for disturbing you.
You're right.
Like, cause I'm fucked up. You know what I mean?
Right. Hey man, I raped somebody. Can you get rid of this evidence? No, and if you call me back, I will call the police.
Matter of fact, I'm letting you know you got about an hour before I do call them.
You have actually just fucking involved me and made me an accessory by omission, and I'm not getting caught up in your shit.
Right. And here's the other thing, though. Like, I got sisters and a mother.
Right.
I want you caught, because if this happened to one of them, I want you caught. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if this happens to my niece, no, I want you to go to jail.
No, I've never been that close to anybody. Like, you know, man, it's wrong how dude be raping them women, but he could throw a hell of a touchdown pass. So
that's a tight spiral.
I'm just going to have to help him cover up the evidence. Like, no.
Did you see he put up 4 touchdowns last week?
Yeah. I mean, what's a rape or two if you putting up 4 touchdowns in a week? You know, I'm good, bro. You can go ahead and skip that shit. Speaking of skipping shit, Heron Hernandez, apparently his case is skipping all over the place. Somebody else is having issues in court.
The murder investigation involving former New England Patriots player Aaron Hernandez has taken a new and surprising twist. CNN has obtained court documents that show investigators looking for the gun used to kill a Hernandez acquaintance by the name of Odin Lloyd, now focusing on Aaron Hernandez's fiance. CNN national correspondent Susan Candiotti is working this one for us. And Susan, what are you learning?
Hi, Brooke. Well, a new stack of search warrant documents and new revelations that show why investigators have also turned the spotlight on the fiancé of Aaron Hernandez. These new court papers indicate that police got suspicious after learning some information from, of all people, the sister of Hernandez's fiancé. That sister is the girlfriend of Odin Lloyd, the man who was murdered. Now, the day after the body was found, the fiancé was at the Hernandez home with her sister and allegedly asked to borrow her car and told her sister that she had received a text message from Aaron Hernandez. Now, authorities were now reading a cryptic message that was sent from Hernandez to his fiancé that reads in part, "Go in the back of the screen in the movie room. There is a box," and he names his daughter's name, "who likes to play with it in the tub just in case you were looking for it." And then the he adds, "Wink, wink, love you, TTYL, which is shorthand for talk to you later. The fiance allegedly writes back, "Perfect TV, love you." Now, about an hour after that text message, documents state the fiance is seen on home surveillance video leaving the house with a trash bag. And allegedly inside of that bag was a rigid object the size of a gun lockbox. That's what police say. The bag was covered with clothing. The fiancé is said to drive away and return a half hour later without the rigid object. Now, the fiancé's sister allegedly told police as well that her uncle allegedly was told by that fiancé that Mr. Hernandez wanted guns taken out of the home and that they were thrown away in the woods. Brooke, some interesting new information.
Definitely, with regard to this fiancé here.
Man, What the fuck is wrong with people becoming accessories after the fact? He in prison, dog. He can't hurt you anymore.
This is what I don't get. She only drove a half hour?
Hey, right.
Bitch, please, if you're going to help me, help me. A half hour? A half hour run?
Drive out to the desert.
Can you avoid the cameras while you leave it in and out of the house? Why the fuck the camera's still on?
Can you take the battery and the chip out your cell phone, please? and then go help me?
Right.
This half-ass help. This is exactly what a woman would do to help right. you. She's like, I ain't driving all day. I know that much.
Right. It's too much traffic. This heat out here. A half hour run?
Yeah.
A half hour. Okay. Bitch, I hope you get almost as much time as he gets. A half hour?
White woman would have had this shit out in the middle of the desert.
This your homeboy. First of all, it's not even helping Aaron. Mm-hmm. But he killed your relative, right?
He killed
your fiance.
He killed your sister's fiance.
Right.
And your ass is stupid enough to...
Is like family to you.
There's too much stupid in this. You know what I mean? Like, he dumb for even trying to make this shit happen. You know, because he know they watching. He know they... Man, you know they got them text... The feds got them text messages first, dog.
They wouldn't have never found the gun.
Somewhere a federal agent's phone was like, doo-doo-doo. He's like, oh, shit, Aaron telling people to get rid of the guns.
Why is the gun still in the house to begin with? He had a week to dispose of it. This nigga literally had a week, 2 weeks before they came and got him. They gave him, because he was a patriot, the patriot way, you know, camera, spygate, all that stuff is why he got security. But because he was a patriot, they said, look, we're not going to come get you right away. We're going to build our investigation. Hint, hint, you got a little time to destroy any evidence that will hurt you. He keeps the gun in the house. Come on.
He was supposed to marry her, but the judge was like, fuck no. You can't get married right now. You crazy?
Like, why wouldn't he send her on a trip then to get her away? You know what? I just want to send her away from all this craziness.
Now, you know who I really blame for this, though? Her father. Mm-hmm. That's all. I mean, because let's be honest. If he was a good father, there's no way he's naming her Shayana. There's no way. Shayana Jenkins, that is a accessory. When you name a child Shayana Jenkins, they put accessory to murder on her birth certificate.
Well, I will say, though, he is from the Jenkins plantation of Jenkinsons. Kind of not his fault. I don't think the Jenkins plantation, when you think about that name, the last name Jenkins, I don't think that they were just looking for bucks. They didn't necessarily put
Shayana Jenkins and her sister Shania Jenkins. These kids never had a chance. That's all.
I wonder how old their mom is. Like, are they 19 and their mom is like 35?
Yeah, probably. They probably were in the same school together at one point.
Mama senior day freshman.
Yeah, she was like, let me go back and finish up that last year.
Yo, here's the thing though, man.
We gotta all take the bus together.
30 minutes though, dog. I'm pissed off with that.
Dude, that is such a lazy ass. Like, that, you know what? But that answers my question. That's the kind of person that becomes accessory to murder. A dumbass.
She took a walk in the neighborhood.
Right. It's like, oh, I'll just throw these in the woods. She probably threw it out like some. Didn't bury it or nothing. Didn't cover it up. She just threw the shit in the woods.
She ain't wiped the gun. She ain't wiped them off or nothing.
Right. Real's blood dripping from the gun. I just throw it in the woods. No one will find it.
Oh, Aaron.
Adam Jones, the baseball player, is ready to move past the banana incident. The San Francisco Giants fan who claimed responsibility for it says he wishes it never happened. Alexander Pulides, I don't know. A Northern California resident said Monday he was sorry for throwing a banana on the field towards the end of the Giants 10-2 loss. to Baltimore on Sunday. The banana landed in Jones's vicinity, and the all-star outfielder expresses outrage in a tweet after the game. Why is this a big deal? Because Adam Jones was the only black person on the field, and the banana just happened to land by him.
I mean, this is a slippery slope. He made it a big deal by tweeting about it.
Yeah.
So he obviously wanted some attention. Mm-hmm. You can't ask for the attention and then not want it anymore.
Well, he just says he's ready to move on, you know. I guess that's a reasonable thing to say. It's like someone asked me about the Dude Bros that I, you know, dispatched. I'd be like, I'm ready to move on from it. You know, I say what I had to say. Not trying to ruin their lives any more than I have, and just walk away.
I can't compare the two. Okay. I understand the comparison.
They threw a banana at this nigga, dog. Right. He's black. He had to say something.
Right. But I'm saying at that point, then be like, listen, don't nobody else need to be throwing shit at me.
Well, the dude did apologize. So, I mean, I give him, I can see really? Why. The guy.
Sincere apology.
He said, I'm embarrassed and shocked by the outcome. In hindsight, I wish I didn't do it, and I apologize. I'm very sorry. And you know what? I would say, okay, I'm ready to stop talking about it. He apologized. I'm moving on. So, Adam Jones just don't want to be petty, dog.
He should have said, fuck him.
Speaking of being petty. According to a report from 60 Minutes.
I feel like he needs that. Dun-dun.
According to a report from 60 Minutes, Biogenesis documents showing the names of three previously unidentified players were leaked to Yahoo Sports earlier this year by Alex Rodriguez's Inner Circle. Now, speaking of slippery slope, this is a slippery slope. Because do we really have any proof that A-Rod is out here leaking names? We know his inner circle, whoever that is. I mean, how many friends can he have? Might have been involved in some names leaking, but we don't know that it actually came from him, right? That's on the one hand. Hmm. On the other hand, it's Alex Rodriguez, and nobody likes Alex Rodriguez. It's amazing. I don't know, because I don't follow baseball. I don't get it. It's just one of those things I don't think I'll ever understand, but people have not liked this dude as long as I have known of him.
It's because for him, other people is kind of like, maybe they juicing, maybe they not juicing. Mm-hmm. They dislike him like they dislike Barry Bonds. Because mm-hmm. they just have always assumed he's always been using HGH.
Maybe that's what it is. But whatever it is, yeah, dog, your ass is being outed as a snitch. Now, here's what's funny. I had a discussion with my boy Matty. He's a big baseball fan, and he's a Red Sox fan. And he was saying that to him, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to baseball, A-Rod. He's even worse than Pete Rose, maybe second to the Black Sox scandal. And he even didn't think it was as bad as the steroids era, and because everybody was, you know, like as far as McGuire and Sosa and all that stuff. But I don't think it's that bad. Like,
it's not. It's because, well, that and because, like you said, the steroid era, we assume everyone is using.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked more people aren't.
Right. I don't get it, man.
The other thing is, though, it's not because he's going to be leaving the league in a year or two anyway. If he comes back, which he seems like the type of dude that after his suspension, he will come back. If he even gets suspended.
Right.
You know.
Right now, he's supposed to be suspended. He's just playing.
He's still playing. He appealed it. And while it's under appeal, you can still play. So he might, you know, and depending on the appeal, they're saying it might just get games reduced. Like instead of him missing this year and next year, he might just miss, you know, half of this year. But Ryan Braun still has like 8 more years on this contract. He's going to use steroids again.
He got to.
So his issue might be different. And he got somebody fired. Like he called somebody their job. A-Rod not calling anybody their job.
I just think
he's just being an asshole about the situation.
Maybe I don't know for sure, but maybe he just got one of them faces. Like, you know how people don't like Russell Westbrook?
Yep.
And they keep thinking it's because of basketball, but they don't understand that it's just literally a reaction to his face.
It's not even that. It's because when he came to the Yankees, it was conflict for position of where he was going to play with Derek Jeter. And people like Derek Jeter more.
But honestly, I heard shit about him before that. Like, I heard people, he's a phony, he's a fake, I don't like him. And he was in a situation that I find very interesting because on the one hand, everybody doesn't like you already. What the fuck you got to lose by snitching? On the other hand, if you snitch, you prove everything that everyone's ever suspected about you to be correct. That you're not a stand-up guy and that you're a big phony and that you're out for yourself all the time. It's just a interesting base like situation. If it was any other sport, I'd give a fuck about it, but it's baseball, so I'm probably never gonna talk about it again. I'm sorry, guys, but I don't care that much.
Man, it's one of them things. Like when you see other players like Robinson Cano, mm-hmm. he a cool ass dude on the Yankees. People like him, right? CC
mm-hmm.
Sabathia leave his team and go to the Yankees. People like him. People hate the Yankee organization, but they still like players on the Yankees. I can't think of his name now, but he left Boston Red Sox to come play for the Yankees, which is like, no, you don't fucking do that. Cut his hair and everything. And he still did it. Like, people like the Yankee players. They right. hated him just cause he's an asshole. And he is the type of dude that's like, listen, I play third. I know Derek Jeter, shortstop. I know you've been here forever, but you're going to have to move.
People fuck him. Like in the chat, right? Leonard Brothers is saying A-Rod is a phony. Now, here's where me not watching a lot of baseball.
Yeah, Johnny Damon. There you go.
Here's where me not watching a lot of baseball. Maybe this is going to make my, hey, feel free to say my opinion is not valid. Okay. I understand, guys. I don't watch this sport. When I see a list of 50 motherfuckers on steroids, all of them are phonies. How does this dude stand out any more phonier than the rest of them? They're all cheating to fucking get ahead. Those aren't their real stats. Like, they all are taking the juice to make the money. Now, I'm not morally downing them for doing it, but if you believe in phonyism and not phonyism, how the fuck are they not all phonies to you? I mean, I don't see that's what I'm saying though. The shit that these other guys do is them as a person too. Like, part of them as a person is going out and playing baseball and cheating at it every fucking day, but somehow that doesn't count as being fake like it does for A-Rod. It's weird to me on the outside looking in, because it's like if Rashard Lewis was on the juice and Dwight Howard was on the juice, I wouldn't be like, well, Dwight Howard's a phony, but Rashard Lewis keeps it real. Like, no, y'all both are phony to me.
Right, but because we already know the other things about Dwight that make you dislike him, that's the part that makes him phony, not the steroid part. It's excluding steroids because we don't care if they use steroids.
Mm.
Just like we don't care in football if they're using steroids, or basketball if they're using them. It's mainly nobody just dislike A-Rod.
Well, no,
Say what about him makes people dislike him? It's not the steroids. Notice I didn't mention because he's using steroids. It's the fact that he will snitch.
No. I'm saying, hold on, I want you, this is what I'm saying. Cause one, we didn't know he was snitch at the time that people were saying all this shit.
Yep.
What I'm saying is this, it is a very simple question. Why is he more phony why is him being phony a standout, like, you know, this motherfucker phony, as opposed to these other phony motherfuckers? Cause to me, they all look phony. Like, that would, like, it's almost like they negated his phoniness by them literally being phony by cheating.
No, and I guess what I'm saying is that nobody's saying, I don't think anybody's saying that other people are phony. Well, and then maybe, I guess, some sports casters and your friend Derek is calling him phony, but that's not why other people like myself or Leonard Brothers are saying he's phony. We're saying he's phony because it's his personality to the other things that we don't like about him. Like, he's the type of dude that you come out of chick house here, but like, did you fuck, bro? Did you fuck? did you fuck, bro? You fucked her, right? And it's like, you gave it to her, right? You know, like, like, dude, get the fuck out of my face. Like, what's going on? Like,
so is it that he's just not cool?
Right. You just don't like him. And the fact that he's doing steroids is like, I hate him even more. And the fact he's making all this money doing steroids, I dislike him. And the fact that now he's snitching on people, I just dislike everything he does. I dislike him. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's just weird, man. I don't know. It feels like this would apply to so many athletes and that he's not that special to me. Like, it's honestly, at this point, it just feels like it's cool to not like him, so everybody doesn't like him.
And then
somebody out there probably gotta like him, and they afraid to say so because it's not cool, you know?
Well, and then there's another bias to him that I don't think most people of color have, is the fact that he is, you know, a Latino descent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's another part that you hear a lot of white people that's going to bring up.
That's another reason, like, I'm not ready to hop on board of the train of hating this dude, because I hate being on the train and then turn around and the racist people be on the train with me, and I'll be like, but I got on the train because he's not cool. And they're like, we got on the train because he's a fucking spick. I'm like, God damn it, why are we on the same train? You know, like, yeah. I don't want to be involved. I'm tapping out of this shit. I will laugh at the jokes of him being alone and all this shit and taking pictures out in public by himself looking like desperate when he was trying to get back to the Yankees. But as far as him as a phony or whatever, I just don't buy it. I really just think that it's like people that call Barry Bonds a phony, but then would celebrate McGuire and Sosa's home run chase. It just makes me tap out, because I'm like, but they all phony.
See, I can't put Barry in that conversation, because Barry, he's not snitching. Barry not the type of dude that's out here trying to. Barry not gonna ask you if you fuck. Barry gonna be like, "Dude, she got a sister." I mean, you know what I mean?
I mean, Barry paid the price for being an asshole.
Or might have his own hoes. Barry like, cool, you know what? And I got some other hoes over here we can go get with next.
Well, Barry is an asshole from way back. And he just paid the price for being an asshole forever. Like, you be an asshole to the people that whose job it is to put your image out there to the rest of the world. You can only do that for so long. And yep. They're going to get you back as soon as you fuck up. And that's what happened with him. But the point being, I used to talk to people and they'd be like, well, you know, Sammy and McGuire, they just love the game. And I'd be like, well, Barry must love the game too. I mean, he seemed pretty good at it. Well, he's a phony. And I was like, okay, man, y'all just, maybe that's just the way that people express their disdain for the guys. They just call him a phony because it's something you can't disprove or prove. But I don't know. The whole thing seems overrated, but okay.
The one thing I would say I do like about A-Rod is he was like, fuck this suspension. I'm showing up for work. Give me my money. I'm getting as much money as I can. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what the end.
I do appreciate that.
Regardless of what anybody else has said. Mm-hmm. And he showed up to work. And then he was like, and I want y'all to know my bosses don't like me and they sabotaging me, just to try to help his situation out and get some sympathy.
Well, I'll tell you somebody else that doesn't care what you think and is trying to just help himself out and get some sympathy. Orlando Cruz. Mm-hmm. He proposed to his boyfriend Jose Manuel with a video on Facebook, and everybody's happy because it's like, hey, he's a boxer, he's being openly gay, he's asking his partner to marry him, and that's a good story. And of course, I'm just like Justin and everybody else, and I'm going, what a tacky ass way to propose.
Right.
On Facebook.
That was the first thing I said.
Why not email him on MySpace? Was Vine video too short? Like,
who is this guy he's marrying? Can you not get better?
Yeah.
Do you not deserve a better type of proposal?
To be quite honest, this is the least gay proposal I've ever heard in my life. Like, this is some shit that a dude that is barely in love with a chick does. Like, I expect, when I hear a gay proposal, I expect fireworks. I expect flowers. I'm talking, I want to see people jumping from planes.
Yep.
With fireworks going off in the background that form into a rainbow. And then they land on the ground and glitter sprinkles down on you as the person presents the ring. A Facebook invite to your marriage? Fuck you.
DJ Khaled proposal was ironically better than this. I didn't think that was possible.
Yep. I mean, good luck to both of them, and who cares what I think? But, you know, I wouldn't have liked that status. You know what I mean? Everybody be like, why? Because you're homophobic? No, because I'm tacky-phobic.
Right.
I'm phobic. I have a phobia against tacky-ass shit, and this is some tacky shit, man.
I don't think Karen would have said yes if you proposed right. like that. I know Turquoise wouldn't have said yes.
Will you marry me like this status? You know? Fuck that, man.
I just changed my status to in a relationship.
You supposed to be gay, man. What are you doing out here? It's terrible. Setting gay people back, man.
They work too hard.
Speaking of setting people back, Randy Moss is close to a deal with Fox. That's right. Randy Moss about to be doing that announcing, y'all.
Strike cash, homie.
He about to be doing that sports analyst analysis for Fox Sports 1.
Strike cash, homie.
Just check it up here, dog.
Yo.
Can't wait.
I would really love to see Randy Moss play one more year and just every game before the half and before the fourth quarter leave early. I really would love that shit.
First NFL player to ever be in the car in the third quarter.
Right. I just, like, just, can I get one game, and then they be like, Randy, we're gonna have to let you go. And Randy be like, cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Cool. Like, just, I would love that.
I ain't like y'all organization anyway.
Like, I want to salute the general. Like, I just, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I want to see Randy leave on that note. Don't leave on this note, Randy. It's too high class.
I fucks with some Randy Moss, though, man. I'm definitely gonna check out this, at some point. Another wide receiver that, open up his mouth. Dez Bryant unloads on the NCAA investigation of Johnny Manziel.
Makes sense. It makes sense. Was this about fights with parents?
He said, shit, yeah, sometimes you got to lay hands on your mama. What?
Because, you know, I know he didn't want Johnny Manziel's father out here talking about his son on TV. He was like, you know, man, if you got to put hands on your father, do what you got to do.
Former Oklahoma State and current Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant told reporters Wednesday that he would be angry if the NCAA did not punish Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel for allegedly accepting money for autographed memorabilia. The recipient of Bryant's anger was the NCAA.
Mm-hmm. Good thing for his father. Could have been real dangerous.
Hell yeah, I'll be mad, Bryant said. I will be mad. But I don't want him to get suspended. I will be more mad at the NCAA on how they do things. I just feel like it's not fair. This is something I have no problem talking about because I feel like somebody needs to say something to him and let it be known how they treat people is not right.
Yeah, they not getting money off you anymore, bro. So nobody cares.
I feel like players in the NCAA should be paid. Those fans are coming out to watch them and support them. When they're in college, it's different. You don't get paid like the NFL get paid. I think that what would be okay would be to just have a little bit of money in your pocket. It's hard in college. You've got to get a job in the off season if you can. You've got to practice, and it's just hard. Sometimes the training table is not good enough. So.
Is he one of those players, you know how before the game and they show like that? Well, when they had the offense out on the field, they'll say that player's name and what college they went to. Is he one of the players that'll mention his high school?
Probably. I don't know. Speaking of mentioning your high school, Donovan McNabb, had some advice for RG3. He basically said, hey man, you're a black quarterback, dog. Pick up the phone. RG3 said, nigga, I ain't trying to call you an idiot, but I ain't picking up this goddamn phone. And then Donovan now said, that's terrible, man. And that was pretty much the end of it. So
I wouldn't call McNabb either.
Oh, you wouldn't pick up the phone for McNabb?
Nope.
Why not?
Because he continuously puts names in the media. If it was going to be a conversation between he and I, all the way different.
How much of Michael Vick's information has Donovan McNabb put in the media?
None.
What about Vic Schell?
None.
He helped both of those brothers.
How do we know?
When they, cause he said, he said that, I want Michael Vick here. He didn't give his personal information, but when nobody would touch him and they were saying, how we know he's not addicted to fighting the dogs? He can't help himself, his Negro brain.
Right. But then, so why, when RG3 first came to the Redskins, why was McNabb all on the news media talking about how RG3 won't talk to him?
Well, I don't know if it was when he first came, but I know that it's definitely become a sticking point. And people asked him, you know, has he reached out to the dude? Because they know that Donovan McNabb holds black quarterbacks very near and dear to his heart.
He can clearly say no comment.
Not when it's, I don't think you can when it's your job. Like, I think if he was Donovan McNabb on the street, maybe, but if your job at this network is to talk about football and analyze quarterbacks, and they ask you, have you reached out to RG3? I don't think you can say no comment. I think you kind of have to be like, yeah or no.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't contact them either. Now, would it be nice if RG3 and McNabb had a real conversation? I agree. I think it would be very beneficial.
I think this is the folly of youth, honestly. We've all done it, you know, where you just think you got it figured out and you don't need any help and you don't need any advice and you think your issues are different than the generation before you. And it's easy to dismiss people. McNabb had left the Redskins on bad terms. And I'm sure to RG3's point of view, it's like, well, why would I want to talk to a person that left his job on bad terms and I'm still here?
I guess what I'm saying is Donovan McNabb could get RG3's phone number and call him if he wanted to. I don't think it went down like that. I think he put out some feelers, was like, yeah, had a young boy give me a call.
Well, according to him, he said he called, his words were, I called him and he's, you know, he won't pick up. He won't take my call. So, and then he said that the Redskins organization asked him to contact RG3.
See,
but the Redskins now are denying it.
Right, well, that part probably is true because I don't see McNabb making up stuff. But yeah. But I just feel like RG3, a young boy, I don't see him never answering his phone. Like, he don't got Bill Collectors calling him to where he avoid phone calls. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, who the fuck is this anonymous number?
I mean, if he don't want to talk to the dude, that's his right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to – there's two issues at work here that I don't want to get conflated. Number one, it's completely RG3's prerogative to not want to talk to Donovan McNabb. Now, that idiot shot thing that he threw out there – that was a real, like, it's funny because in that moment he kind of proved like he could use McNabb's coaching, because you don't really throw that out there. You know what I mean? Just leave that word out of your vocabulary when you're discussing this situation, because now it seems like you're being passive aggressive. But okay, that happened, whatever. So he's young. He don't want to talk to Donovan McNabb. You can't force him to. He don't want your advice. Completely understandable. He's gonna try to do it his way. I get it. What I didn't appreciate were the people then trying to turn McNabb into some type of sellout Uncle Tom dude that brings down black quarterbacks, and he's bitter and all this shit just because they like RG3 right now in Washington. They're trying to say, oh, Donovan McNabb is somehow a self-serving hypocrite or some shit. Donovan McNabb cares about black quarterbacks in a way that almost no black quarterback has ever done while employed by the NFL. A lot of bad things to say after they got off the clock, but he was actually a starting quarterback in the NFL, and like, yeah, being a black quarterback is different. It's tougher. You're going to get a lot of different criticism. And people are going to be on you and held you to a higher standard than white quarterbacks. And he never wavered from that shit. And he got abandoned by his fellow black quarterbacks. Vince Young at the time was on some, like, I don't even see race. Campbell was on that same shit. Like, I think McNabb has gotten a bad rap behind this shit because people, because we like RG3.
Well, that, and when it came to other instances, he kind of wouldn't stick up for himself.
Yeah, I feel you, but some even, of those, it's kind of like that Jackie Robinson shit, though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying he should have not stuck up for himself, but it's the Jack, like, he looks at shit like the Jackie Robinson model. I'm black quarterback. I represent all black people. I'm going to get up here and be responsible. I'm going to be a servant to my job. I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to let my actions speak louder than my words, right? Yeah. I'm not saying it's right. It's definitely one way to approach it, right? And I think that people mistake that for weakness.
I'm not saying it's weak. I understand what you're saying. But out of all this, I really would like, I don't know if they're currently doing it, but it would be nice, since this is an actual issue. It's not like it's this mythological issue that black quarterbacks don't have it harder. Mm-hmm. Not just in college, but definitely in the NFL, black coaches, all these things. That they maybe have, like they had a Ricker symposium, you know, a black quarterback symposium. Because their position is a little different, just like the running back position. You know, they come at a dime a dozen. But for a black quarterback and to be a star, the spotlight is a little different. And, you know, they might need some type of, instead of McNabb only reaching out to certain black quarterbacks, it's a forum where they can discuss how to move forward as a, I don't want to say united front, but collectively the appropriate way they can maybe agree to move forward.
What I wonder, and we'll probably never know, is how many people does McNabb talk to now? Because like you said, it feels like, well, he would just tell it, but his track record is not like giving up people's business. Like, cause he's had relationships with black quarterbacks to the point of getting them back into the NFL and shit. I wonder if he's talking to Cam Newton, if he's, you know what I mean? Like, we just don't know about it, but he's reaching out to other black quarterbacks to be like, hey, if you ever need anything, cause you know, that's only, man, that's the other thing that's kind of fucked up about RG3 not even wanting to pick up the phone. You already know the conversation. If you need anything, if you ever want anything, you know, need advice. I've been through this before. It's going to take 10 minutes, dude. And he could hang up and this shit wouldn't even be an issue. But what people don't want to hear, RG3 can do anything wrong because he's young. We like watching him and we're all rooting for him. But this could be a mistake too, because not willing to reach out to get help. He had that stubborn streak that actually got him further injured last year, where he wouldn't come out of the game. The shit he says about Kirk Cousins and you know, Shanahan kind of hinting that he might be reneging on his promise that start him in week one. Stuff like that really makes you go, like, is RG3 really making all the right moves? Will he regret some of this stuff? Are these like PR mistakes where he should be coached better by somebody to say the right thing? It's gonna be interesting, man.
And here's the thing, like, I don't know when McNabb maybe reached out to these other players. Was he in the media then? Could that be the reason? RG3 is like, man, you know, even though he might be trying to reach out to me on a personal level, he's still part of the media network, and I just don't know. Like you said, he's young. He doesn't know. He hasn't had any prior relationship with McNabb to listen to it. He might be listening to someone else. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I will say this. There's one thing about RG3 is that I don't know if he necessarily views himself as, I'm a black quarterback.
I was just about to say that. Like you read my mind.
Like the same way Tiger, you know, for other people, the same way Tiger Woods doesn't view himself as a black golfer.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be some of the reason why he's also not necessarily, I'm not trying to get into this, oh, we the black quarterback type thing.
Yeah, I was thinking the same exact thing. And I was going to say before I, you know, was getting ready to move on was, quite possibly could be a sign that RG3 is a cornball brother. Like, no, and I don't say that in no type of like, let me slander this dude. I mean, it's possible that he might really be on that, like,
Pop Rocks and,
yeah, he might be on that same shit, man, because, I've seen other quarterbacks try this and it's like, just because you want to live in a world that you think is colorblind does not fucking mean that. And you will get that wake up call, man. It happens. It's the NFL and it happens to everybody. And it's weird to see him try to go off on a limb like this on some, you know, I'm not a black quarterback. I'm different, because other dudes said that. Vince Young said that shit. Jason Campbell said that shit. All these dudes are on some, it's post-racial. What the fuck is McNabb talking about? Until the PR machine got behind that backup quarterback. And next thing you know, you sitting up here like, what happened to my spot? Cause RG3 would not be stressing so hard about getting on the field during a meaningless preseason game if he felt secure. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Secure motherfuckers be like, I don't give a, let this nigga have all the snaps. The less I'm on the field during these pointless games, the better. But insecure people be like, hey, my ACL is almost healed, coach. Can I get on the field? Well, can I just get a couple plays? Can I just get a, like, he's pressing.
Man, he just, and that could be too, cause he's young.
I'll chalk up a lot of this till he's young. Like, he young, dude. Like, this young people shit. Y'all know y'all don't go see your grandmama. Y'all know y'all, you know.
He want all the minutes in the game.
Yeah.
The score 42-5, sir. You don't need to be in here for this part.
Yeah. Like, I think this is the kind of shit that you get 30 and look back on and be like, man, I should have picked up that phone. It would have took 10 minutes. Yeah. Like, but when you're 25, you're like, man, don't fucking tell me what to do, man. I know how to run my life, nigga. You left here on bad terms anyway. You bitter, nigga. And then, you know, later, then, you know, you tell your ACL that third time, you on the phone talking about, help me, Donovan. What do I got to say?
Yeah, because one more knee injury, I just don't know. He going to need that medical alert bracelet.
Yeah, he should have known from day one when they drafted another quarterback after him. He should have been like, okay, yeah, black people got higher standards. Like, this ain't some shit you would do with Peyton Manning on the roster.
And they saw how they did McNabb.
Right.
He saw that. Like, he literally was like watching NFL games the year before.
Yeah, I just, hey, if you're a Redskins fan, more power to you, but don't hit me with the McNabb's a sellout, McNabb's bitter, McNabb's this. Don't hit me with that. McNabb got Michael Vick back in the league, dog.
It cost him his job, too.
And he knew it was going to cost him his job. You know what I mean? There's no way in hell he thought, and I'm just going to be better than Mike Vick for the rest of my life. It's this younger, fresh, faster nigga just gets on the field after me. He knew the deal. He sacrificed his job for that, man. And people still trying to call this dude man, come on, bro. Come on, man.
I just personally feel like that McNabb, that Robert Griffin III feels like McNabb would not keep their conversations private.
I'll be willing to go relent on this and be like, okay, McNabb might not be that dude. Is if RG3 does start fucking up and McNabb tries to, like, you know, make it worse than it is. That's the only way that I'll be like, okay, I see. Like, if he's like, well, if he would have picked up that phone or, you know, this typical second year quarterback and, you know, doesn't want to listen to anybody and just taking extra shots at him, then I'll be like, y'all right, McNabb's being bitter. But, you know, I really feel like McNabb is rooting for RG3 as hard as everybody else. Like, he don't want to see black quarterbacks fail, man. He care too much about that kind of shit. So, you know, cut the shit, man. If y'all still talking shit about McNabb, man, y'all really got to cut the shit. I'm an Eagles fan that watched him throw to James Trash and Todd Stinkston. I know what it looks like when the quarterback is carrying a team and the team is not helping him out.
Like, so, that scramble he had for a minute and 30 seconds?
Yes. Somebody just, I'll put it this way. Don't be mad if RG3 in 3 years is going, why I ain't got no wide receivers? You know, why y'all think I'm supposed to just be doing everything by myself? Because that's what McNabb ended up in.
And he can't scramble anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or decides I'm not scrambling.
Yep. So, all right. Speaking of a scramble, Kawhi Leonard basically told Popovich, if you would have played me more during the finals, we would have won, nigga.
Nice. Up top to Kawhi Leonard.
I just like that he is the embodiment of Steven Jackson. This is why Steven Jackson had to get off the team. And me and Justin have talked about it ad nauseum on the show, but he had to go because of shit like this. Because this dude felt that he could talk up about Popovich.
Yep.
Because Steven Jackson gave him power. That's powerful stuff, y'all.
Yep. It's no longer the Spurs way.
Mm-hmm.
Because Danny Green is next.
Somebody got to say something. All right, I don't feel like covering that story. Oh, Jeremy Lin said the coaches lost faith in him. Duh. Sorry, you also were not playing well, Jeremy Lin. I paid to go see you play last year, and you proceeded to play about 6 minutes of the first quarter, turned the ball over 3 or 4 times, and then I didn't see your ass for the rest of the game. So, duh.
Is he on the D League? He should be on the D League.
I think he's still a Rocket.
He should be on the, he should be on the Rockets D League and taking, the other buddy that had the paranoia about flying, take his spot.
Yeah, something. All I know is this nigga is, man, I'm telling you, man, I went with my boy Asian Chris, you know, so obviously Jeremy Lin's one of his favorite players, and we had been talking about this shit for a year.
Yeah, Royce White.
Man, you should have seen me and Chris's face the second half when we were like, is Jeremy Lin getting back in or not? Like, it was like a minute to go in the fourth, and we were just like, yo, they really not gonna put him back in, man. Like, I don't know. Jeremy Lin sucks.
You check Sports Center later when you get home to see if maybe he was injured.
Right.
Perfectly fine.
We did. We read articles and shit. Then he finally emailed me and was like, yeah, man, apparently they say if he doesn't start out hot, they sit him on the bench for the whole game. Like, shit. Mark Sanchez, speaking of sucking, says he assumes that Geno Smith would be the starter.
Oh, well, way to give Geno a vote of confidence.
Why didn't
you do that when Tebow was there?
Matt, I don't know if you've seen the Sports Center highlight or you run into your own lineman's ass.
Yes.
But everybody else has. And we all assume Smith would be starting. You fucking suck. You are terrible at your job.
You should have went running with the Bulls.
Good grief. He is horrible, man. I don't know how you can't even call white privilege because he's like Hispanic.
Yep. USC, man, the college you went to.
Yeah. It's like looking white privilege. Can we give that? Because there's no way he should still have a job. Dwight Howard, speaking of not having a job, Dwight Howard is going to be working out with Hakeem Olajuwon.
When?
Right. This summer.
Right. When? The summer is over.
You know that nigga walked in there for about 20 minutes. He did about 3 pivot moves, hit a jump shot, and said, I'm good. I got this, coach.
Man, listen. He been with the Rockets since June, right? Didn't he sign with them in June?
Yeah.
And you going to work out with him when? It's taking too much to work out?
Yep.
Negotiations? Oh, okay.
But I just like that, to think of the fact that Hakeem Olajuwon probably going to cheat this dude. Because he's Nigerian. Chris Paul is the new union president. Good for him. Way to almost be like LeBron. Now, if you could just win a couple rings.
Man, listen. We all knew LeBron was just talking. We knew he didn't really want to be the president.
Right.
He thought about it. He did seriously think about it. Like,
and the only reason he thought about it is because he was like, president, that's what they call Obama.
It was the White Club song playing in the background. Mm-hmm. The position came available. He was like, if I were president. And then when he heard I'd be assassinated, he was like, nah, fuck that. I'm good.
Right. He said, I'm good.
It's too much work. I'm good. His voice was like, man, but you could be president though, dog. He was like, nah, I'm good. One of them leaked it. Chris Paul was like, I should do it. I wasn't smart enough to re-sign with the Heat. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to the Lakers. I can do it. I need to be president to be relevant.
Yeah, and good luck, Chris.
You saw how that worked out for Derrick Fisher.
Chris out here trying to stay in the game, man. He like Paula Patton pulling out them tits and two guns. He just like, look, I just want to be on y'all mind, okay? Apparently, there's a congressman who could intervene on the HGH testing in the NHL.
NFL, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
saying the NFL Players Association is holding HGH testing hostage after more than 2 years of squabbling with the league. The top Democrat on the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee warned Thursday that Congress could get involved. In a statement emailed by his office to the Associated Press, Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland said that the union continues to disregard its promise to implement HGH training. I mean, testing. HGH training. That's really what they already have. He added, continuing to block HGH testing is this way essentially will force Congress to intervene, which nobody wants. Well, he's got that part right. Am I right, guys?
Well, I mean, why didn't he worry about other things like the voter laws that they passed here in North Carolina? Can you come fix that?
Yeah, he too busy worry about that HDH, y'all. The HGH is coming for him. Like, what about the fact that I can't get an abortion? HGH, dog. I got you almost covered if you get on HGH.
Can you stop the NFL from asking former players to volunteer testing for HGH? I mean, you could do that. That's okay. But
apparently.
But just stick to voter registration laws for right now.
RG3 was fined $10K for not sticking to his registration laws or that's keeping his t-shirt covered. Yeah, he wore a t-shirt that said Operation Patience to the camp, and his coach fined him $10,000, and it still made him stay.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. RG3 also hadn't. Shanahan proved with Haynesworth that he runs shit in Washington.
Yep.
When you take the highest paid NFL player like Haynesworth and put this nigga on the bench and then cut him. For conditioning, I think right. That's what it was.
Right.
Which everyone looked was like, but he the best lineman in the game right now. What you doing?
He fired him like he was taking pictures during a company meeting.
Right.
He was like, get the fuck out of here. Pack your shit. He's like, didn't we just pay this dude the most on the team?
Right.
He got to go.
You're not going to win this, RG3. You got to know your role, dog. And that's what McNabb would come into play. Mm.
For a man who likes to wear another man's ring, Vladimir Putin sure doesn't like gays. he said, I'm banning any rallies near the 2014 Olympics, by the way. So save your rainbow flags for the tearjerkers. Okay? He is pissed. That dude does not like gays.
But they knew this prior to
they knew
signing the Olympics, though, so.
He is like, that worse than gay
so
shit.
So are all the gay people going to protest?
I guess. Where would they do it?
No, I mean by not going.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be interesting because what happened to men's figure skating?
I guarantee you someone that's heterosexual will gladly fill that spot.
I don't think so. Not men's figure skating.
I mean, we also, you know the movie. We had Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
Yes. I saw that movie. They only one of them was.
I feel like a tank is coming on. And I know it involves some fire and some ice in the title or something. But I'm just going to walk away from it. I'm just going to let that grenade lay there and let somebody else pick it up.
No, I'm saying, I don't think it's right, but I'm saying that there are so many people.
Blades of Glory.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Blades of Glory. It's so many heterosexual people that would be like, you know, fuck the gay cause, fuck this cause. I want to go be in the Olympics and we'll gladly go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Except for male figure skating is what I'm saying. I just want to know who the straight dudes are who've been waiting in the wings to try on them sequin suits.
I'm assuming they're awesome straight Blaze of Glory.
Right. Why are you assuming that?
Figure skating. Because of Blaze of Glory. I'm basing it all off movies, all off TV.
Hell no. Straight dudes that have been training his life for this shit.
I'm assuming that.
They gonna have to send over hockey players. We don't know how to skate, y'all. Oh man. Although I think I would be more interested in watching like a dude missing like 6 teeth trying to fucking do some figure skating in hockey pads. Oh boy. Joe Flacco had an interesting revelation today. I guess that was the second Super Bowl for him.
Yep.
I guess getting that second ring really put things in perspective. He said,
I think it's Flacco's first.
Is his first?
Yeah, Flacco's first, but your boy is second. Lewis is second.
Well, Flacco says he recalls the time he turned down an invitation from Cam Cameron to give an inspirational speech pregame, a la Ray Lewis. He said, "That's not me. I love Ray and I love how he's always spoken from the heart. But if you listen to his those speeches, a lot of them didn't even make sense. He meant everything he was saying, but I didn't know what he was talking about 90% of the time. He's feeling that rain, dog. He happy.
Nope. He cashed that first check.
He can finally come clean. He got his money. He got them Super Bowls.
It's that first check, that bank account, man. Listen, you can sign that sheet of paper all you want, but until you see them zeros in your bank account, you kind of shut the fuck up. You know what I mean?
He's like, finally, I can be honest. I don't know what this nigga be talking about.
Man, listen, when you start getting some zeros in your bank account, you really will tell motherfuckers to kiss your ass.
Why do they have a Ray Lewis speech transcript that he gave to Stanford before the NIT semifinal?
They probably picked the worst speech, too.
Let me see if I can read this. Let me tell you something. If tomorrow wasn't promised, what would you give you up for your today? Forget everything else. Forget everything else. Forget that there was any sunlight left. Woo! You want the shit?
Woo! Praise him.
Praise God.
There's any sunlight left.
What would you spend today thinking about?
What?
Yourself?
Can you imagine saying, wait, say what, Ray?
He just once during one of these speeches, if somebody was like, huh, what does he want us to do?
Wait, excuse me, Mr. Lewis. Mr. Lewis.
What? Forget!
Did you say forget about the sunlight?
Everybody's like, I forgot already. I forgot the sunlight. I'm sorry, Mr. Lewis. You can carry on.
He said yes while he walking towards you.
People shaking you. Forget the forgetting, boy. You want to forget, man? He coming. Forget that there was any sunlight left. What would you spend today thinking about? Yourself or the man that's beside you? Or the man that you know you give everything in your heart for? We get one opportunity at life, one chance in life to do whatever you're gonna do.
Okay. I think about my girlfriend, Mr. Lewis.
To lay your foundation and make whatever mark you're gonna make, whatever legacy you're gonna leave. Leave your legacy, and it's found through effort. Wins and losses come a dime a dozen, but effort, nobody can judge effort because effort is between you and you.
Wait, now I'm even more so.
I thought we was doing this for the man next to beside me. Us, yeah. And the man we looked up to, but now it's just me and me.
Pretend to be the guy asking me that question.
But Mr. Lewis, you said
it what?
You said
what?
Sir, boy,
I said, imagine I'm next to you. And there is no sunlight. Woo! 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 What do you want?
I just try.
What?
I said,
imagine the man next to you is me. And there is no sunlight.
But what about?
And we in Atlanta.
What about me and
I said we in Atlanta next to each other in the dark at 3 a.m. after the strip club. Woo! That's what's going to happen.
Oh, woo. God. Oh, God.
Woo!
I'm never going to finish this. Oh, God. I don't even remember where I was
and
at.
And he got a suit on.
Yeah.
And he got a suit on.
And he got one of them.
And it's purple.
And
shiny.
Oh, God. Oh, shit, man.
I imagine him saying he loves you after he just threatened you and reminds you about his trial incident.
He punched you in your chest, and then he asked you to go to church with him the next day.
I love you, my brother.
I punch you because I love you. That's between you and you. That wasn't me punching you. That was you punching yourself.
No sunlight. What are we?
All right, effort ain't got nothing to do with anybody else. So that team that think they ready to see you, they think what they seen on film, they ain't shown what film shows. What? What does that mean?
The film didn't show it. But it's there.
But how can they show what the film shows?
It mean they didn't have me on camera. If the glove does not fit, you must acquit. That's what it mean.
They got me on no camera. I know that much. Oh, God. So now you got to go out and show them what... wait. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature now than I was 5 minutes ago. What in the pooty tang?
Why'd I tame my brother?
This nigga changed tenses and everything 3 times in this sentence.
Why'd I tame?
I don't know if he talking about the past, the future, a game that's already been played, another dimension.
What he said was, is when he goes out on the field, he meets himself.
Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Nigga, that's the title of the show. Pissed off for greatness?
With Ty Lawson in the background.
I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. Ain't no man in here okay with just being basic. Let's do what we do. Tonight, we ain't got no worry about taking no breaks.
But as long as my bitches love me, I'm okay.
Then he was probably went on to do woo and like just in a circle and shit. Good God, man.
I wonder how many of them he said, now come up to the altar and get your blessing. And that's when he punched him in the chest.
Man, if it wouldn't have been.
And yo, said, I love you.
If it wouldn't have been for that conspiracy, the murder shit, there's no fucking way he would ever make one of these speeches and people not laugh. That conspiracy of murder is a motherfucking dog. You just gotta be like, hey, hey. You know, they be making eye contact in that huddle, look at each other like, man, this nigga for real. They be like, hey, dog, hey, you don't wanna, don't ask nothing.
Man, you know why Ed Reed could be the player he was? Why? It's cause Ray liked him.
Right.
It's cause Ray was like, that's my dude right there.
Dude, I saw him fussing not even fussing. I saw him talking to Ray Rice one time. They don't even play the same position. They not even on the field ever together. He was just like, you know, it all depends on you. You got to be the motivated one. You got to get out here and move this team. I was like, you better do it, Ray. Like, don't tell him you can't. Like, I feel like we a lot alike. I'm like, I don't know. I ain't never got away with no. whatever you say.
We black, yes.
I mean, we both go to church occasionally. I like purple.
I mean, I dance if you want me to.
Oh, man. That Ray Lewis white was killing me, dude.
You think Flacco had his contract early on to not have him alone with Ray Lewis?
He's like, hey, just don't never leave me alone with Ray Lewis and I'm good.
I do whatever y'all want me to do.
They the only team that do hazing by baptizing people. Like, so what are we doing for hazing? Actually, you just need to go into that room alone with Ray Lewis. Y'all sure y'all want me to just bring donuts every morning before training camp? Nah, just go in there and talk to Ray.
I can't shave my head.
Yeah, can't y'all just like put a tattoo as a trip step on me or something? Just talk to Ray.
Can I just come outside and my rims are gone and my car sitting on bricks?
Right. Can't y'all just put popcorn in my new Ford Explorer? Mm-mm. You got to go talk to Ray. Got to get baptized in the fire, boy.
Y'all can't donate my car to the Boys and Girls Club?
You know, Ray be baptizing them niggas, man, in that sauna.
So Terry says, for her, Ricky Hayes, can I just blow you?
Ray so scary, dude. This nigga hits you and probably starts speaking in tongues, man. Like, I know they be having him mic'd up, man, but I guarantee he'll hit somebody at least once. After he hit him, came up, was like, my own side to him.
Yo, Ray Lewis is the only dude that could spit on you. And you just not even, you won't even say nothing back.
Bro, you gotta take that.
You won't even wipe the spit off your face. You would just leave it there.
I'm not fighting Ray Lewis, though. I'm sorry. And if, I don't give a fuck how funny y'all think that speech was he just said. If he was here saying that speech, I would be looking at this nigga like he was Jesus about to lay hands on everybody. I would be out here like, this dude giving the word.
I would deny it. I would deny the podcast. Yes,
I'm getting my life today because this man delivered a great word.
I'd be like, look, that wasn't me on right. camera, Ray. That's, man, you know, that's Photoshop.
You know, they doing a lot with Photoshop these days, Ray.
My voice was sound, that's not even me.
Right. You know, Ray, they do a lot with Photoshop. They be tripping.
I'm shocked people was allowed to call him Ray Lewis this long.
Seriously,
like,
dude.
His name should have been Lay Lewis.
Nigga, if that case would have came back funny, it would be. Thank God he, man. Woo. All right. Let me play the song. La 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 la. Hey mama. That's right. We got to talk about Kobe before we wrap it up, man. Kobe Bryant reacts to the ranking of the Lakers. Mm-hmm. Now, first of all, I seen a video of this nigga training in zero gravity this week. I wish I was making it up. This dude is a beast. Zero gravity. This dude is, he's like Goku in Dragon Ball Z. Well, he just goes away and just come back Super Saiyan.
Now, for those of y'all who haven't seen the video, him on anti-gravity, He looking younger. Looking leaner.
He running, not walking.
Running.
No limp.
He's still supposed to have a boot on right now, y'all.
He running. He's running.
He's still supposed to have a boot on. Happy birthday to Mamba, too.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kobe. Kobe Bryant might have a little more motivation to make the Los Angeles Lakers a contender in the Western Conference. After ESPN.com posted projections for the conference that had the Lakers finishing 12th, Bryant took notice. 12th, I see, he tweeted on Tuesday night. The Lakers are reeling from a disappointing 2012-13 season, saddled with the finals expectations at the additions of Dwight Howard and Steve Nash. The Lakers battled injuries and never came together. They limped to a 7th seed in the West and were swept from the playoffs in the first round by the Spurs. Worse yet, Bryant injured his Achilles and underwent surgery in April, missing the playoffs and causing some to wonder whether the soon-to-be 35-year-old returned to his all-star form. Bryant said this week that my tendon feels really, really good. I was really lucky. But the Lakers have some work to do besides Bryant returning to health. Howard bolted to the Rockets, Metal World Peace was let go, and Nash is also trying to bounce back from injuries. So,
man, I see Kobe dunking it on Dwight Howard this season.
Mm-hmm.
He in the West too. That was Howard messed up by staying in the West.
I also like that they had the Pelicans 11th in the West. The Pelicans?
Right. Didn't they have to send Muhammad home already?
Yeah, over the Lakers too. Wow, that seemed like a stretch, but like all those moves they made were moves for the future. So I don't know. Anyway, it's been another episode of Balls Deep, man. We got a little silly. As y'all guys can see, not a lot of sports to talk about. Okay. But we still made 2 hours of funny nonsense out of this shit. Thank you so much, Justin, for joining me, dude. This has been fun.
Man, like I say, man, you know I missed the show, so.
Me too, man. I forgot how much I wanted to talk about some of this shit with you until we started talking. I was like, oh, wait a minute, McNabb, what about that? And then that Ray Lewis shit was just perfect. That was good.
And we didn't even get to half of the topics.
yeah, that's just, no, I had to leave some off for next week, man. But thank y'all so much. We will talk to you guys next week. We appreciate y'all listening to the Blackout Tips Premium Network. Balls D Sports. Peace.